Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Julian Assange was dragged from the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
This goes to show that in the United Kingdom, no one is above the law.
The Ecuadorians have agreed that in their view, Mr. Assange has breached his asylum conditions.
What is not acceptable is for someone to escape facing justice, and he has tried to do that for a very long time.
We will be fighting extradition, and he'll be brought before the court again within the next month.
He's accused of spilling hundreds of thousands of government secrets and is now facing a legal battle in the U.S.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
He's always hoped to argue that he was just acting like a journalist, obtaining information from a source and then disseminating it.
I tell you what, if you're a journalist and you do what he did, I hope you go to jail.
Julian Assange is not a journalist.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
I'm Kevin Rincone, and from WCBS 880, this is the Weekly Global Brief. For 7 years, Julian Assange has lived inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's the founder of WikiLeaks, a group that publishes secret information. It exposed war crimes, government corruption, human rights abuses. But how it obtained that information is what got Assange the attention of the U.S. Justice Department. His website released more than 250,000 State Department diplomatic cables, over 400,000 classified army reports from the Iraq War and from the war in Afghanistan, even videos of airstrikes. All of that obtained by a former army soldier, Chelsea Manning. That happened in 2010, the same year Assange was accused of sexually assaulting two women in Sweden. Assange claimed that was just an effort to get him out of the UK into Sweden so he could be extradited to the US. Well, instead of facing the charges, he applied for and was granted asylum by Ecuador. So he stayed at the embassy in London until this past Thursday. Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, has said Assange broke the rules.
Ecuador says the WikiLeaks founder had his asylum withdrawn because he'd repeatedly violated its terms, most recently by leaking internal Vatican documents.
CBS's Vicky Barker says that wasn't the only thing he leaked. He also exposed damaging information on Moreno, including a photo of the president lounging in a hotel eating lobster while austerity measures were imposed on his people. The moment Assange was expelled, CBS's Ian Lee says police in London dragged him out.
Disheveled and transformed with a thick beard, the 47-year-old WikiLeaks founder shouted, "The UK must resist."
They must resist!
London police made the arrest after Ecuador withdrew Assange's asylum status. Once in custody, he was hit with an indictment from the U.S. Justice Department.
Paula Reid took a look at the indictment, says it was crafted in a way that focuses less on the leaks and more on the hacks.
He is charged effectively with computer hacking. They very narrowly crafted this to blunt any attempt on his part to argue that he's protected under the First Amendment or just acting like a journalist. They accuse him of working alongside Chelsea Manning to steal Pentagon passwords, then to use those to access classified information. They also allege that Assange was seeking additional information from Manning.
But getting Assange to the U.S. could take time and could be complicated. His lawyer says they plan to fight the extradition request.
This sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world.
And he's got the support of some British members of parliament.
Julian Assange is not being pursued to protect US national security. He is being pursued because he has exposed wrongdoing by US administrations and their military forces. And we only have to look at the treatment of Chelsea Manning to see what awaits him if he's extradited to the US.
And there will be varying opinions on Assange, not just across the pond, but here at home. Take President Trump, for example. On the campaign trail, he encouraged Assange, saying he loved WikiLeaks. That's because they were behind the leaks of hacked emails and documents belonging to the DNC. They had released emails belonging to Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, almost daily in the run-up to the election. After Assange's arrest, though, the president said he knew nothing of WikiLeaks.
I don't really have any opinion. I know the attorney general will be involved in that, and he'll make a decision.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she did have an opinion on the arrest.
It is clear from the indictment that came out. It's not about punishing journalism. It's about assisting the hacking of the military computer to steal information from the United States government.
And as we move ahead with the case, and as Assange prepares to defend himself in court from being extradited to the U.S. or to Sweden, he'll try and make the argument that he's a journalist.
Julian Assange is not a journalist. That having been said, he does enjoy, when he comes to the United States, if he is extradited, he will enjoy the protections of the First Amendment.
That's Dan Shelley, the executive director of the Radio Television Digital News Association, who talked about this on WCBS.
The reason I don't believe he's a journalist is because while he does receive and pass along to journalists, he seems to do so in a selective manner, in an ideologically driven way, that seems to generate controversy and therefore purposely call more attention to himself.
Assange faces up to a year in prison after being found guilty of breaching his bail this past week. He breached his bail when he entered the Ecuadorian embassy in 2012 in an effort to avoid extradition to Sweden. He'll now try to avoid extradition yet again in what could be a long, drawn-out legal process. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week on the Weekly Global Brief.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.